This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Kremlin spokesman says mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, who turned his Wagner Group fighters against the military leadership in Moscow, will move to Belarus, and the criminal charges against him for mounting an armed rebellion will be dropped. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko negotiated the deal with the Wagner Group chief with the approval of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lukashenko's office confirmed the report, saying he'd known Prigozhin personally for 20 years. Peskov said the negotiations also guaranteed that Wagner fighters who took part in the march towards Moscow would not be prosecuted. The spokesman said those fighters who did not participate in the rebellion would be offered contracts with the defense ministry. The Russian spokesman did not reveal whether there were any concessions made toward Prigozhin to withdraw all his forces other than the guarantees for his safety and the safety of Prigozhin's men. Peskov called the events that unraveled since Friday tragic. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky responded to the Wagner Group's armed rebellion, saying it exposed Russia's weakness. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery tells us more.
The overall outcome of the confrontation remains unclear. Reacting on social media, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky hints that the Wagner Group's rebellion exposes trouble within Russia's top tier. Anyone who chooses the path of evil destroys himself, Zelensky writes, adding that, for a long time, Russia used propaganda to mask its weakness and the stupidity of its government. And now there is so much chaos that no lie can hide it. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli police say that a Palestinian assailant opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in the occupied West Bank before being shot and killed. Elsewhere in the occupied territory, settlers rampaged through a Palestinian village, throwing stones and setting fire to homes. The incidents Saturday are the latest in months of escalating violence. They cap a bloody week in the West Bank. This year has been one of the deadliest for Palestinians in the West Bank in years. At least 137 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank so far in 2023. As of Saturday, 24 people on the Israeli side have been killed in Palestinian attacks. Abortion rights supporters and opponents held dueling rallies in Washington Saturday, the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade rule that had legalized the procedure nationwide. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
Abortion rights campaigners marched through the streets of Washington on Saturday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Last year's ruling allowed states to ban abortion care for the first time in nearly 50 years. She called for a national legislation to protect abortion rights.
All of us are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body, not the government telling her what to do.
In Washington, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the National Celebrate Life Day rally. He thanked abortion opponents for their work in sending Roe to, quote, the ash heap of history.
We will never rest and never relent until we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the land.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn. A U.S. Justice Department is now proposing a December 11th trial date for former U.S. President Donald Trump in the classified documents case. More details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon had set an initial trial date of August 14th for former President Trump, who faces 37 felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and obstructing Justice Department efforts to get them back. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's office asked the judge on Friday to reschedule the trial for December. They say the delay is necessary because the case involves classified information and requires Trump's lawyers to obtain security clearances, a process that's underway. Judge Cannon will be the one ultimately setting